people. It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast. I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. It's your boy, Aristodon One, and welcome to another episode of Everybody Hates Chris. Feel free, hit the subscription button, subscribe and enjoy. You will not be disappointed. Share this content with your friends, family, as well as your followers. Let's get this podcast lit in the podcast algorithm. You heard me? I'm on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement from, okay? With that being said, let's talk about the conclusion to how I got introduced in the corn industry, all right? Not the actual farm corn, all right? If you know, you know, okay? So part two, all right? So I left off by saying I got a phone call from a guy at this studio, and he wanted me to come in and just show me the inner workings, just give me a brief walk around on the possibilities of me joining his studio. All right, so I said cool. So I'm thinking in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, all right, he's going to, shake my hand. We're going to la-di-da-di. We're going to talk here, talk there. And then automatically, we're just going to start filming that particular day. We're going to do it all in one day. And I'll probably be back home and, get my eat on. All right. Men, we're simple. All right. We don't understand there's a process and then there's levels to this process. All right. So with that being said, I went home. I went to bed early, got up early, got my breakfast. I had my clothes already out, I figured, let me get into something I can easily get out of, all right? Because I'm thinking, like I said, in the back of my head, I'm thinking like, okay, we're gonna just go ahead and start shooting. If I agree to everything that he's saying, we're just gonna go ahead and start shooting, okay? So, I went to the studio, and before you go into this, it's like a regular office building, all right? It was no fabulous studio with gates and, like what you see in films and stuff like that. It was just a basic run-of-the-mill office, all right? So I go in, there's a woman, there's a receptionist or a secretary, whatever. She asked for my name, and I told her my name. She also told me what time you're supposed to be in here. I told her the time. I think I was like 20 minutes late. I mean, 20 minutes early. Excuse me. I'm never late. I'm always early. All right. Maybe late when I'm doing the scenes, if you get what I mean. All right. So she said, okay, cool. She said, just sit right there. I'll let you know when you can go to the back. All right. So, it's just an average sitting area. It's got some old, outdated magazines. They got the television on, but there was nothing on television. I don't know if they forgot to pay the cable bill or whatnot. It was just a black screen, and every once in a while, it'll blink, trying to get a signal. Okay. The girl, I'm looking at the secretary. She's just like an average, run-of-the-mill, woman, heavy set. She's like down in. I don't know if she's looking at her tablet. I don't know if she's looking at her phone. I don't know if she's looking at the computer. I don't know what she's looking at, but she always got her head down. She had a cup of coffee. Looked like she's been sipping on this coffee for quite some time now, because I didn't see no steam residue coming out of the coffee cup, all right? So obviously she's been sipping on this coffee all day long, all right? There's a coffee machine on the other side of the waiting area. And it's got like a couple of cups, some sugar, things of that nature, all right? I can clearly tell that this coffee ain't good because how full the coffee pot is. Look like only one person had a cup of coffee, and I'm looking at this lady. She's probably going to sip on this cup of coffee for the whole entire duration of her work shift, okay? So I'm sitting there trying to entertain myself, trying to, make time pass. I don't think I was in there no more than about, maybe 20 minutes, maybe less than that. Some big husky, musky smelling dude, look like he just got out of you know, doing security work at a stripper club. I mean, this guy's got cologne that is 3 days old. Hold to the lead, all right? This guy is musky, all right? I don't know if you guys know what musky is. Musky don't necessarily mean that they haven't taken a bath or a burp or a wash up or a burp bath or anything like that. It's just like, to me, musky is, you know, you done oversprayed your body with way too much cologne. All right, a little dab will do you, just two squirts, okay? Okay, so I can clearly tell he's been bathing in his favorite cologne. I don't know if this is high karate or it's just some dollar store type cologne. All right, so the smell of his presence what introduced me before he actually walked up on me. So he walked up, he said, okay, the boss wants to see you. Okay, like this guy clearly came out of a scene from Good Times. Okay, this guy still think that we're in slavery, all right? Slavery times. This guy, everybody is the boss, okay? So boss won't see you, okay? Do you want your cornbread? I thought he was gonna say that, all right? So anywho, I got up, he took me to the back, and as we open the door, it's like we went into another dimension. Okay, now I just told you guys the waiting area. I told you the building, like an average building. You go in the building, it's like a vanilla average waiting room. Not much to look at, not much to even talk to. But when you open this door and you go into this hallway, it's like a whole different type of vibe. It's a whole different type of environment, all right? And every room, the doors were open. I don't know if that's by chance. I don't know if that's by luck. I don't know if he was trying to, you know, show me how it works, or he was trying to, you know, impress me or anything like that. I don't know. Maybe they always been doing this. Well, anyway, each door had a different type of vibe in the room, all right? The first door, I you know, and I'm a nosy guy, all right? I know how to, you know, use my peripheral without even moving my head. I can clearly look from room to room. Every time we pass a room, I'm looking into it, all right? So the first room, it was this heavyset fat lady. Looked like she's on the phone. And look like she's pillow talking somebody. It looked like a 900 sex line type of a deal. I don't know if she's recording an audio or something like that. Anyway, she's going like, oh yeah, baby, I like it right there. I'm about to come. And then immediately she pours a bottle of water into this bucket. And I don't know, I could clearly tell whoever she was talking to was aroused by it, okay? Because I heard a big bell, I heard a ding, okay? So she got paid for that performance, all right? In the next room, I'm looking at this girl, and she's on a web camera, and she's, you know, trying to, you know, she's talking and socializing to this guy, talking about how she wants to be, you know, how she wants to be his girlfriend and things of that nature. And, you know, she's, you know, pillow talking him to sleep so she can just, you know, like a thief in a knife, you know, grab that wallet from the back of his pocket. So she, you know, she's getting her hustle on over there. I can clearly tell in each of these rooms, there were hustle moments, all right? These women were not here to play. They were out here to get their money, all right? And then you had another room. It was like a bunch of girls. They were talking, and they were putting on these different outfits and things of that nature. And then it was a bunch of rooms sort of like that. But then we got to the back room. And the back room, that's where the boss was at. All right, so I go in there. He opened up the door, and the guy at the desk, he's waving me, flagging me into the room like there's a multitude of rooms I can walk into. Okay, clearly this is the room I have to go in. All right, so I go in the room, I sit down. He's on the phone with somebody. Doesn't sound like he's talking to his wife. Sounds like some business transaction or failed business transaction. Anyway, I wasn't really paying too much attention to it. So he got off the phone. He said, "You're Chris." He got up, shook my hand. I shook his hand. And he asked me, how did you find out about us? So I told him, there was this girl. She was rapping to me, and she talked about, I met her through a date line, one of those little 1-800 date lines. And then he go, "Oh, okay, you must have met her through such and such, such and such." All right. So I'm going like, yeah. So she wanted to meet up. Well, first she wanted me to take pictures of my sausage, of my summer sausage, all right, my eggplant, and I thought she was just, freaky, and I showed it to her, and the next thing I know, we, get familiar, and she talked about the possibility of getting into this business. So he said, "Are you new to this? Have you done this before?" And I'm going like, "No, I ain't never done this before." I said, "I got a brief introduction to this business when I went to this building. I didn't get selected by the girls. And I understood it from that standpoint. But as far as me making films, I ain't never made no films for." He said, "Well, did you make any amateur type films?" And I'm like, "Huh? Doing your thing, have you recorded yourself having sex?" I'm going like, "No, I ain't never done that before. What about took pictures of yourself?" "Nah, I ain't never done that before." All right. Obviously she sees something. I say, "Yeah, because I took a picture of my eggplant and now I'm here." Okay. So he said, "Okay, so let me explain to you how this business works." Okay. We call it adult entertainment. A lot of you guys like to refer to it as corn. A lot of you guys like to refer to it as, X tapes. But this is a business, okay? And just like any other business, we're the sole purpose of this business is to make money. And there's only two ways you're going to make money in this business, okay? Either you by coming, or either her by squirting. That's the only two ways we're gonna make business here, okay? Somebody's gonna have to pop off, okay? Because that's the end game. That's the end goal, all right? I'm in the business, he's talking about he's been in the business for so long. He's been in the business since the 70s. And, this guy was like an older guy, white dude with a half-drawn mustache on his face. Looked like his left mustache was kind of faded. I don't know if he, messed himself up while shaving or when he was trying to, cut his mustache. I don't know what was going on. It just, one half of his lip was super hairy and the other half of his lip wasn't all that hairy. Looked like he just tried to shave and try to trim it up, but he, effed it up. Okay. But nevertheless, I'm paying attention to him and he's saying, "Yeah, that's the mechanisms of, that's how it works. This is a business. This is not. So if you just simply just came here to just have fun, you're going to be sadly mistaken because, every man, every woman in here knows that this is, this is just a business. We don't take nothing serious like that. We don't take nothing personal." He said, "I recommend to you, don't fall in love with a lot of these girls. Don't be, trying to associate with them. Don't think that they're your friends. They're not your friends. Even the guys, they're not your friends. Everybody's here to beat one another somehow, some way. Okay. Either on the in the bedroom or on the money table. But, everyone's trying to try to get as much money as possible in this business, all right? So you do understand. I'm going like, yeah, I understand. Okay, I told him, "Look, I got plenty of street smarts and I got plenty of common sense, okay? I may not graduate from college, but I do have street smarts and I do have common sense. I pretty much know how to take care of myself." He said, "Okay, cool." So he said, "So another part of this business, and you probably experienced it in your first go around, your first attempt, is it's hard to get into this business. But once you get into business, you get into the business, okay? This is not like, washing dishes at a fast food restaurant, all right? Where they'll just, hire anybody, all right? This is a little bit different than that. You know, you mainly get jobs by your reputation. If the women like your performance, they're gonna rate you higher. Okay, in adult entertainment, believe it or not, women pretty much organize that business. Okay, it may be run by men, but women determine whether or not a man's gonna have a long career in adult entertainment. Because the more women you satisfy in bed, or they're cool with you, however y'all want to take it, okay, that's how you're going to continue to get more and more jobs. And some women prefer to do the business with the same guy, with the same dude. All right, so after hearing all this stuff, he said, "Are you still interested?" I said, "Yeah, I'm still interested." "Okay, well, there's a couple of things I'm going to need from you. You know, obviously you're new, so you're not going to have any of your best work on video or pictures or anything like that. But we do need some actual paperwork on you, your 1040, your just to get you, you know, organizing the system, because this is considered a job, okay, just like any other job." I'm like, "Okay, I understand that. But you're going to also have to go to the doctor, check, you know, make sure you don't have any sexual diseases. You have to give us the paperwork and things of that nature." All right, cool. I didn't think too much of it. A lot of the stuff that he was talking about, I knew I could get. I've checked myself regularly. You know, not to say, you know, I was sexually active, but I, you know, did a lot of safe sex. I do condoms, all right? And the only time I raw dog somebody, a woman, if I really, really know her, you know. But you shouldn't be doing that, all right? So, anywho, I checked myself regularly. So, I knew it was no big deal about that, all right? So, he's telling me all this stuff. I'm writing all this stuff down. He said, "Once you get all this stuff in order, you know, just call me back and, you know, I'll get your paperwork. See if, make sure you got all the right paperwork, and then we can move forward." All right. So I say it's about 2 or 3 weeks. I finally got all this stuff in order. Okay. I give him a call. I told him, "Hey, I got all the paperwork." He said, "Okay, cool." He said, "Is there any way you can email me some of your information, or you can just come to the office, however you want to do it? I just want to make it more convenient for you." All right. So I said, "You know what? Let me go to the office," because I was kind of skeptical of emailing all this stuff, because some of this stuff is personal information that, you know, I want to just hand it to you, knowing that if some stuff pops off, if some stuff goes wrong or goes left, I know who to immediately go to, all right? Because I gave it to you. I didn't put it in an email and then sent it to you, and then you're going to turn around and say, "Oh, well, you know, somebody that hacked our systems and they hacked all the emails and all the messages and all that." Nah. No, I'm going to hand it to you, all right? So he told me what time he was going to be at the office. I drove down there. I handed him the information, and he said, "I'll call you back when I can get you some work." All right. So I'm thinking he's probably, you know, after he, you know, investigate the information I give him, you know, that's probably going to take about, I'm speculating in the back of my head, okay, that's probably going to take about, what, 2 or 3 days maybe, you know. And then, you know, he's after he gets processed the information, he's going to look at, you know, all the other information he has. Okay, that's probably another day. Okay, that's 4 days down the pipe. I probably won't hear nothing from him maybe a week later. Okay, come to find out, I didn't hear nothing from this dude for like 4 weeks. 4 fucking weeks. Okay, by that time, you know, I'm on to something else. Okay, I'm being me. Okay, you know, I totally forgot about all this stuff, okay? Because I was having fun. I was out there kicking, all right? So, 4 weeks go by, and he calls me, and he says, "You know, I got some work for you if you're interested." So I'm thinking, oh my God, you know, I finally get to, you know, bang a corn star. So I'm thinking, you know, I'm thinking hot. I'm thinking extremely hot. And y'all got to understand the names I'm about to mention. All right. The names I'm about to mention, even, you know, I was a young cat. But these women that I'm about to mention, they've been in the industry a long time. Okay. You know, they're in their middle ages. But I still wouldn't mind hitting it. Like Pinky. All right. Like Cherokee. Jada Fire. Okay. There was a lot of girls that, you know, still to this day, they're still known to this day. Okay. I was a young cat. So I'm thinking, oh man, I'm about to smash Pinky. Oh man, I'm about to smash Jada Fire. Oh man, I love to hit Cherokee from the back. Cherokee, the ass from the back. All right. I'm thinking those type of porn stars. All right. I'm thinking high of myself. All right. I'm on a high, high, high. My high effed around and got my high, high. Okay. So he said, I know a couple of women. I talked you up. They're interested in doing some work with you. It's a one-time thing. If you're interested, swing by the office, I will get you to talk to her. Maybe y'all can get a conversation going. All right. So I'm going like, cool. And I'm going like, oh man, he knows all these porn, these famous porn stars that I have seen throughout my childhood. You know, I've been watching porn since I was 7. All right. So he's about to introduce me to some women that were, you know, that were my heroes. All right. You know, everyone has, you know, heroes. Some people have athletes as their heroes. Other people have heroes like scientists, doctors, lawyers. Some people have heroes as actors or actresses. Some people have heroes in history like Neil Armstrong or whatever, okay? My heroes were female porn stars, okay? Because my dad got me hooked on these porn stars. My dad used to have a porn stash. He would have magazines. He would have those tapes. He'll have tapes of them, DVDs. I mean, my dad was a low-key freak, all right? And I used to get into his stash every day, all right? He had stuff back in the 70s, all right? So back when women, you know, when they showed their coochie, they looked like it was hair on it. It was hairy, all right? That's how much I'm into corn, all right? I've been addicted to corn for a long, long time, all right? So I'm thinking, oh, man, he's going to hook me up to one of these people that I have idolized since a young buck. I'm still young, all right? So I'm like, cool, bet, all right? So I told him I could be there tomorrow. Cool. Hung up the phone. Next day comes rolling around. I'm excited. I was like a kid at a candy store. I was like a kid on the first day of Christmas. I came running down the steps with a big ass smile on my face. My mom going to say, what you smiling about? Nothing. Okay. But I knew I was going to get into some shakes. I was doing my Birdman. Now Birdman, you know, do his hands together. I was like that. I'm going like, I'm about to get into some good shit. Okay, so I had to calm myself down. I was excited all the way through the drive. All right, I finally get there. Before I go in, I had to calm myself down. Chris, calm down. 3, 2, 1, calm. All right, so I'm calm. All right, so I walk in. The next time I come to this building, it's on another different circumstance. Okay. I'm big headed. I'm thinking I'm a star. I come walking in. I don't even need an interview. All right. I'm looking around. I see this guy in the same chair I was in weeks ago. And I'm looking at him, I'm smiling. He's looking at me like, what the fuck is this goofy dude smiling at me for? Okay, but I wasn't smiling at you. I was just smiling at the situation I'm in, because there's levels in life. And I feel like my level, I'm like 7 steps higher in the level than he is. All right, he's at the ground floor. All right, I'm about to go into the presidential suite. All right, so I'm looking at the reception, same receptionist. She don't know my name, but she know of me. She nodded her head. I nodded back. I think that, you know, she, you know, liked me and stuff like that. But low key, she just nodded her head because she knew that I was here 4 weeks ago and she knew I already had an appointment. All right. But, you know, I'm thinking big. All right. So I walked through the door. You know, the big muskie wasn't even there. I mean, well, big muskie was there, but he didn't have to let me go down the hallway. You know, same visuals, you know, same visuals, but in different rooms. You know, I guess they switched the rooms up on how they want to do things. But I'm not even paying attention to any of that stuff. OK, I'm not paying attention to the webcam. I'm not paying attention to you on the phone or you making a message or whatever you was doing, making sound effects in the background. I'm not even into all that stuff. I'm going straight to the boss. The boss's office. All right. So I'm going straight to the boss's office. You know, I felt like a Mac. All right. I didn't even knock on the door. So I just immediately opened the door and I came right off my high. He said, "Whoa, wait, you don't knock when you come in? Okay. You don't knock on people's doors when you come in. You just barge in and come in like that." And then I said, "Oh, my bad. Because he was on the phone with somebody. So he said, "Nah, I'm just messing with you. I'm on hold. Just sit right there." So I sit there. He's talking to somebody. Wasn't really paying attention to the conversation because, you know, even though my bubble was burst temporarily, I'm still back on my high. Okay, I feel like I'm somebody. I'm someone. All right, I'm one of one. Okay, so he got off the phone. And I said, "So who am I going to be working with?" All right. So I'm up here, you know, just letting him know, okay, I know a little something about this game, okay? I know the type of clientele that's going to give me that tail, all right? So I'm going like, "Yo, who I'm working with? Pinky, Jay the Fire, Cherokee the Ass, like who I'm working with, all right?" And he said, "You're not even, we don't, first and foremost, those women are not at my agency, okay? They're at different agencies, okay? And two, what makes you think you are going to be able to talk to somebody like that, all right? You know, you're, he said, you're a rook, all right? So you're going to get the jobs no one else wants, okay? You either going to get the jobs no one else wants, or you're going to have to, you know, create with people that are not well known." So he told me about this girl. He told me this girl, her name was, okay, so, after he told me that, man, my ego got shot, all right? My ego got shot to the core, all right? So I'm going like, had to gather myself and humble myself, okay? And I'm like, all right. So he was telling me about this girl, and it was a white girl, all right? Then I got a little bit excited because I'm going like, word? My first time ever smashing a white woman, a Caucasian woman, all right? I always, you know, I have dabbled in, obviously, I dabbled into black women. I have dabbled in a Korean woman. Never, you know, had the opportunity of smashing a white girl. All right. A red bone. Smashed plenty of red bones in my life. Okay. Smashed some Creole. Some of that New Orleans type of coochie. All right. But never a white girl. All right. So I'm like, cool. So he showed me a picture of her. She was, I, you know, she was okay. I think she was like, what, 5'1", maybe. She was, I think she was like 140 pounds, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. You know, I couldn't really tell through the pictures, all right? But she looked decent to me. And he said, yeah, you know, she's trying to get into the biz. You're trying to get into the biz. So won't y'all collaborate and make some content? And if the content's good enough, you know, that, you know, maybe, you know, maybe we can do something with it. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, so he was giving me a brief introduction of the corn industry and how it works. Okay. And he was telling me some stuff that I sort of knew, but I didn't know. All right. So he was telling me, like, you know, like with you guys, black guys, when they watch corn, they want to get to the point. They don't want no storylines. They don't want no CGI trailers. They don't want no breaks in between action. When black men watch corn, they want to get into the nook and the cranny. Okay, they want to get to what arouses them and what gets them on hard. All right, he said with white guys, you know, you can add some story time elements to it. You can break in between scenes. You can stretch this content out a little longer. And he said, you know, a lot of them will watch the whole presentation. Okay. And that was the whole point. All right. Now, he said, with the situation that you and this girl's into, you know, we have to sort of prioritize and budget where the money goes and where the time goes. And unfortunately, you know, you two guys are not major stars. So, you know, we're just going to get straight into the scenes. So from what I gathered, I'm thinking that, you know, other black guys are going to watch this because there's no CGI, there's no storytelling. All it is just me, her, in this room. All right. So I said, cool. So he scheduled a time where we was going to film this. All right. He also said that, you know, it may be some other people. So when he said other people, I'm assuming, okay, a cameraman, maybe a writer, maybe him, you know, maybe, you know, people that, you know, that's, you know, in the, maybe some corporate people. I don't know. You know, that's how my imagination would get me sometimes. All right. So I'm going like, okay, cool. So he scheduled it. And I go to this house. It's like an average looking house in an average looking neighborhood. I go in there, and immediately when I go in there, it's like a room full of people. Okay. I mean a room full of people. All right. And I'm getting kind of intimidated. I'm going like, you know, I'm outside of my element, you know, because normally when, you know, I'm with a regular girl, you know, and we getting ready to smash or go to the motel or something, we ain't got to worry about all, you know, we got a bunch of people knowing our business. All right. But everybody was there for the exact same thing. Okay. But for different reasons. Allow your boy to explain. All right. So, this was our average house. And there was some girls there. There was some guys there. And it was sort of on the same ratio. All right. There was more guys than girls, but when I was doing the math, I was thinking, okay, maybe some of these people, they're going to do a threesome. Maybe some of these people are going to do orgies. Maybe some of these, you know, or they're going to chop this content up. So I'm looking around and I'm checking out everybody. Okay. Cause, you know, I just don't lay in bed with anybody. I want to know your strengths, your weaknesses. The one phobia I have is doing it with someone, and I know this is delusional talk, but doing it with somebody that have a mental illness or that's addicted to alcohol or drugs or anything like that, or cigarette smoker, those are huge turnoffs to me. So I'm, you know, watching the room. I'm looking at what everybody's into and what everybody's not into, all right? You know, I saw some women drinking. You know, now, if you're a sociable drinker, I don't see an issue with it, but, you know, I feel like if you are sloppy drunk, then I feel like that's an issue. So I saw the drinkers. There was another room. Obviously, they're doing something else in that room. Yeah, I just didn't want to go in there. They could have been smoking weed. They could have been shooting up. They could have been doing whatever. I just didn't go in that room. I saw a lot of people going in and out of that room. I saw most people coming out of that room, coming worse, coming out of the room as when they was going in the room. All right. And then I was looking at the smokers. And I got a huge turn off with women that smoke. Okay. Women with cigarettes, you know. Now, if you're a weed smoker or if you smoke cigars, that's a different thing. And I rarely saw a woman smoke cigars. But if you're a weed smoker, you know, even though that's not my ish at that time, it was acceptable. That was like a turn on for me. Okay. So, I looked at all the women that had cigarettes in their mouth. And there were some black women, there were some white women. I didn't see the woman that he showed me in the picture. Okay? So, as I'm looking around, you know, surveying the room, that's when the dude with the half mustache come walking. Okay? The boss. Okay? The boss won't see you. Okay, so he walks up to me. He goes like, hey, what's up, Chris? He said, did you talk to Gloria? And I'm going like, nah, I've been in my element, just, you know, checking it out. I'm wall dancing. Okay. He didn't understand what I meant by wall dancing and checking out the area. All right. So it doesn't matter. All right. So he said, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, but yeah, Gloria is right over there. So I started looking. Then I started looking in the back of my head and I'm going like, wait a minute, Gloria looks a lot different than that picture. It's like Gloria went back into the future with Michael J. Fox. It's like Gloria went into, what's that car that they had? The DeLorean. Gloria and Michael J. Fox went into the DeLorean, went back to the future, took a picture of herself when she was younger, then came back here with that picture. And it's like Gloria done aged quite a bit, like 2 decades. And she added more weight, okay? She's got chins on top of chins, okay? Gloria does not look like the same Gloria in the picture, all right? And me, having no filter in my mouth, I don't know if Gloria said it, but I was pretty loud. I'm like, damn, Gloria needs to re-update her picture shots, okay? Because what I saw on the picture, that's not what I'm seeing right now, okay? But anyway, that's my partner, all right? So I said, can you excuse me for a minute? He said, okay, sure, I gotta go use the restroom. I really didn't have to go use the restroom. I just went into the restroom, and I was just talking to myself. I'm going like, okay, Chris, you got to make this work, all right? You got to make this work, all right? If you want to get into this business and you want to make some extra coin, you're going to have to make this work, okay? You're going to have to toughen up, all right? I'm talking to myself through the mirror. I'm looking at myself in the mirror as I'm talking to myself. I'm going, you're going to have to toughen up. Stop acting like a baby. This is all work, okay? This is business, not pleasure. I was doing all them quotes and stuff, you know, whatever. And I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, change my mental stand. Because my mental stand was, let's get the hell out of this house, man. Is it even that worth it? Is it even worth it, all right? So, got out of the bathroom. I saw the bowls with the half Drew mustache, with half cut mustache. And I'm going like, okay, I'm in. All right. He said, good. He said, just to let you know, we're going to shoot the scene. This is not going to be a pro bono scene. You can get $500. I'm like, whoa, why you didn't tell me that a day ago? Why you didn't tell me that a week ago? my whole attitude would have changed if I knew that there was some change being involved. If I knew that there was going to be some funds exchanged from hand to hand, I would have came here hours ago. What you mean, tell me I'm gonna get paid doing this? He said, yeah, I thought you knew. Okay, well, yeah, I said, it's 500 a scene. You're only shooting one scene. I'm like, I bet. All right. So now Gloria is looking a hell of a lot more attractive now. Because when I'm looking at Gloria now, I'm not looking at Gloria 20 years ago, two decades ago. All right. I'm not even looking at Gloria right now with the double chin. She done put on a lot of weight. All right. I'm not even looking at Gloria like that. All right. I'm looking at Gloria in my mind visually was $500. I'm looking at five $100 bills. All right. Gloria looks a whole lot better now after he told me I was going to get paid for this. All right. So I'm like, bet. All right. So, that whole night, I thought they was going to shoot my scene. I already done hyped myself up that I'm going to make $500. Come to find out, it takes a little bit longer, all right? Because they only have so many rooms, and, you know, they had people coming in and out of these rooms. You know, obviously, the A tier is going to be taken care of first. Then the B tier is going to collaborate with the A tier in certain scenes. They're going to be taken care of first. Obviously, when the A tier is gone, the B tier is now the new air tier. All right. So now the B tier, they got their shit to do. All right. Then you got them collaborating with the C tier. All right. Then obviously, when the B tier is all gone, the C tier is going to, shoot some scenes. And then the C tier may collaborate with the D tier. I'm part of the D tier. There was no collaborations from C to D. There was collaborations from A to B. There was collaborations from B to C. There was some collaborations with A to C. There was some collaborations with C to A. But there was no collaborations with D. All right. When all those tiers left, it was the D tier. Now, you have to understand, it's halfway through the night. You know, they want to hurry up and edit this stuff. They want to hurry up and shoot these scenes. They're not going to, they're not going to do reshoots. Or if somebody busts their load a little too early, they're not going to reshoot. They're not going to wait for him to, you know, be able to shoot another one. Okay? It wasn't multiple scenes. It was like maybe two, maybe three camera shots the most. All right? So, I thought me and Gloria was going to, you know, go somewhere and talk and say, okay, here's some things. Okay, Gloria said, well, look, you know, she said, you know, introduced herself, maybe, you know, and tell me, like, here's some things that work for her. Here's some positions she likes to do, this, that, and the third. You know, I thought we was going to have an understanding, okay? So, throughout that whole night, I never interacted with Gloria. You know, the only time I ever interacted with her when I got introduced okay? I don't know if Gloria, I don't know if that was by design or if Gloria heard me when I said, it seemed like Gloria went into the DeLorean, went back to the future, took a picture of herself when she was younger, when she was more higher, well, hotter, okay? Because she's not hot no more, all right? She's like a middle-aged woman, unless she done popped two or three kids out of her, all right? She done packed on like 20 or 30 more pounds. She's got a double chin, okay? But, you know, I thought she heard me when I said all that, okay? Maybe she did, maybe she didn't, all right? Maybe she will. Okay, so, when it was time for us to shoot our scene, it was just the bare minimum. The bare bones, all right, shooting our scene, okay? So, I thought that we was going to have some prep time. We, you know, dudes, the cameraman was now the director. You know, earlier in the day, you had cameramen, You had writers, you had directors, you had staff members, you had a receptionist, you had people getting, you know, whatever the stars or the below average stars need to make them, enjoy themselves throughout the night. Nah, ain't none of that going on. Ain't none of that popping right now. All right. Now it's just a cameraman who's slash. He's a cameraman. He's a director. He's a writer. He's a receptionist. You know, he's all that in a bag of chips. And he's already extremely tired because he already done shot 4 to 5 hours of shooting this night. Okay. Obviously, this is my first time ever working this late. Okay. This is my first time experiencing a graveyard shift, okay? So, it came down to us, all right? So, he just said, okay, just a basic shot. Y'all in the bed, and y'all just have sex, okay? So, I said, like, yo, you want us in a certain angle? You want us in a certain position? He said, yo, dog, don't even worry about that. I got cameras set up. I'm just going to record cameras, and I'm going to use the main camera. And just do what you do, all right? So I'm looking at Gloria. I'm like, well, Gloria, you want to say anything? Or, you know, do you want to, you know, want to talk to me? How we pitching this, all right? Gloria just said, look, just lay on the bed. Let's just hurry up and shoot the scene so I can get back home, okay? I don't know if Gloria was in a rush. I don't know if Gloria had kids that were waiting on her. Or I don't know, Gloria was just mad at me because she overheard what I said about her. Maybe it's a combination of everything. All right. So I'm like, all right, cool. All right. So we just started having sex. All right. To me, I don't know this bitch. All right. So I'm not going to stick my tongue down her clitoris. All right. I don't know who's been smashing her. There was some things I was willing to do, and there were some things I ain't going to do. I ain't licking no clitoris. I ain't licking no ass. All right. So I'm definitely not going to do that. I did suck on her titties. Okay. And then I tried to, I tried to do some caressing, kissing around her neck. You know, director, as we were recording, you would think he would stop recording. But as he recorded, he said, oh, you don't got to do all that prolonging stuff. Just get right into it. All right. All right. So cool. So, I started sucking on her. She was laying on her back. I started sucking on her nipples. I started fingering her, and I was going to get ready to get the condom. She said, don't worry, I got that. She said, what you mean? Don't worry, don't got that. So she ripped the condom out, put the condom in her mouth. And as she was giving me a blowjob, she gave me a blowjob and put my condom on. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Okay. I have never experienced a female that had this type of penmanship, that had this type of talent. Okay. Who would have knew that you can take a condom off, you rip the condom out the package, put the condom in your mouth, and as you give me a blowjob, you putting the condom on my dick. I'm going like, oh shit, what else can you do? You're the magnificent, okay? So, as she getting that, my dick senses were tingling. They were tingling like Spider-Man senses. You know, his spider senses are tingling. My dick was tingling, okay? If my dick had a mouth, my dick would have said, dang. Okay, so I'm immediately, all the thoughts that I had about Gloria has left the building. They have totally left the building. They are off the grid. Okay, they are off the grid. I'm not even on that time no more. All right, so now I'm really enjoying myself. Okay, so I told her to get in doggy. She got into doggy. Fam, people, do you know how hard it is for, there's a lot of women out there that don't know how to get into a dog style position, all right? There's an amateur dog style position, and then there is the professional dog style position, all right? The amateur dog style position is they get on the side of the bed, and they use their knees and their hands, and it's almost to the effect like they're the base of a cheerleading pyramid, and they're the base, okay? It's just an average stand, you know. Now you got to come in, and now you got to play. Now you got to play doctor. You got to be the director and the performer. And go, now, honey, you know, you don't have to, you know, just lay down. You know, put your head on the pillow, okay? You know, you want her ass up. You want her ass up and her back arch, okay? Because you want the full penetration of a dog's style, particularly if she got some fat, if she got a fat ass, all right? So, that's the amateur. The professional is what I just mentioned. Guess which one that Gloria chose? It seems like Gloria been around the road a time or two, because she knew exactly what doggy style was. But fam, when I tell you, she got on the side of that bed, she arched that back, she had her head laid on that pillow, and had those ass cheeks spread, had the legs in a perfect angle. All you had to do was just slide it in. That's all the work you have to do. You don't have to organize it. You don't have to say a little bit here, a little bit there. Move your right leg to here. Move your right leg to there. She knew exactly what position. She been around the block a time or two. That's all I gotta say. Been around the block time or two. I want to say, give her a 5-star salute. She deserves a clap for this. Okay, I'm telling you, she knew what the hell she was doing. All right, so immediately I started hammering it. All right, and she's going off. She's screaming. She's hollering, calling me Big Daddy. Slide that big black cock into me, guys, fam. Do you know how much of a sensation is when a white Caucasian, she had no tan, she was white, she was lily white, okay, with a fat ass, telling you, as she's looking at you, telling you to ram that big black cock in her? Do you know how much of a sensation a brother has by hearing that? Holy my, oh man, that did it for me right there. That did it for me, all right? Man, the rest they say was history. I feel like out of my best sex moments, that's gotta be in the top 5. And I was getting paid to do this shit, all right? Did I forget to tell you guys I got paid to do that shit? All right, so, we're done. All right, we're done. We're wrapping it up. Okay, that's done. We didn't even have to stand around for the edits or none of that shit. He said, "Yeah, your manager with your agency would get in contact with you as far as payment go, as far as whether or not they're gonna use the scene, whatever." All right, so I'm going like, cool. All right, so I'm going home. I'm on all highs, okay? I'm on the highest of highs, all right? And it was a bittersweet moment, okay? I accomplished a lot of feats in that one night. I smashed a white girl. I got paid for smashing a white girl, okay? And I just starred in my own adult content, okay? I was, you know, already called the tape just the misinformation in the adventures of Chris. All right, I'm thinking my name and my face is going to be plastered over this fabulous presentation. Okay, I gave you guys the best 5 minutes I could possibly have. I give it, and I give it to you all. I was like, Scotty, I'm giving it, and I'm giving it all. Okay, so any of you, all right, so I went home, washed up. Obviously, I'm gonna wash up, okay? I gotta watch the cigarette smells, the alcohol, the smells of smashing a white woman off of my body. I took a shower. I took a long, hot shower. And I'm gonna tell you how good sex was. The sex was so good, my dick was still on hard. My dick was still on motherfucking hard, all right? I was ready to smash something else, okay? I had to sleep sideways, folks. I had to sleep sideways. I was so scared I was going to break my dick. That's how hard my dick was. My dick was so hard, I had to sleep sideways. I had to cuff my dick in between my legs, okay? You know, not, you know, pause. You know, I'm talking about, you know, all down my thigh. My dick could have stretched all the way down to my foot. That's how hard my dick was, all right? So I went to sleep, woke up the next day, and I was so excited. Nothing could tell me, nothing could move me from this moment. We could have gotten evicted that same day. That would not bother me. I may have been out of a living arrangement, but boy, did I smash the white female. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, how mercy how that was, okay? So, I'm still high for the past 2 weeks. You know, 2 weeks went by. I'm still on my highness. 3 weeks go by. Okay, I'm coming down off my high. 4 weeks went by. Chris, you think you should call the agency? Because I got no check in the mail, no nothing. Okay? 5 weeks go by. Still didn't hear nothing. 6 weeks go by. Okay, I think I should have some doubt. I'm starting to experience doubt. I still got residues of what took place 5 or 6 weeks ago, but I'm still having residue on, okay, I haven't heard anything about my money, okay? So, I said, okay, I'm going to call. I called. Went straight to voicemail. Now, to me, to you guys, when you go straight to a voicemail, you probably don't care, all right? But when someone owes me money and I call you and it goes straight to voicemail, that's telling me you're trying to avoid my phone call, all right? So I immediately put on some clothes and I went down to the business, all right? Folks, I get down there. The doors, the two times I went down there, the doors were unlocked. I could literally walk in there. Today, the doors were locked. And I'm going like, wait a minute. I never experienced this before, so I had to ring the doorbell. After the third try, the receptionist opens the door. She already knew me from our previous encounter, all right? She's saying, what you doing here? I don't think you're scheduled for an appointment or anything. I'm going like, no, I'm going, you know, I'm just, you know, I want to talk to the boss because the boss, all right? Because, I shot the scene, but I didn't get paid for it. She said, you didn't get paid for it. I said, no, I didn't get paid for it, all right? That's why I'm here. So she said, hold up for a minute. Just stand outside for a minute. Okay, I'm going to give her that appreciation because even though I was mad, I wasn't mad necessarily at her. She had nothing to do with why I didn't get my money. All right, so I'm not going to be mad at her. But I will be mad of the outcome if she comes back and poke her head out the door and go, oh, he not here, he not here, all right? Or just come back if you didn't get it through the mail in the next 72 to 48 hours. Look, I don't want all that. Yo, okay, I would have been mad if she would have done that. So I sit outside for like a couple of minutes. Then she opens the door and she says, come on in. All right. As I was coming in, it was her and Big Muskie. Now Big Muskie was normally posted at the door. This time, Big Muskie was posted in the middle and the center of the room. So I'm going like, what the fuck? What's going on? Why Big Muskie is this, like, he's all surrounding the room, all right? He's got, by this time, he's got 2 months of high karate cologne building up. All right. It already smells bad when you was posted in the back of the room. Now this fool is in the center of the room and I can smell this shit from a mile away. All right. So I'm crying, not because I'm not getting paid, but I'm crying to the fact of high karate is entering in and out of my nose region. All right. So I sit there and I wait. And next thing I know, the receptionist gets a phone call. That's the first time I ever heard a phone ring out of the two times I've been there. She picks up the phone and she's mumbling. I can't make out what she's saying, but she's mumbling. All right. Then she hangs up the phone and she said, well, he's ready to see you. So I get ready to walk to the door. Big Mussy goes, hold up, fam. He opens the door. And he's behind me as we walk in. And I thought this was like odd and peculiar. Like, you know, when the first time we was here, you know, we were side by side. The second time I was here, you didn't even walk down the hallway with me. Now the third time, okay, now you walking behind me. Okay, so now I'm looking around, but I'm looking around for a totally different reason. Okay, I'm not looking around to see the type of deliciousness that's in each and every of these rooms, each and every one of these rooms. I'm looking around of exits. Okay, can I leave out the office here? Can I jump out the window there? Okay, can I use that table as a weapon? All right, what about that fire extinguisher? Is it going to be easy enough for me to pull it off the wall? Okay, I'm thinking of the possibilities if I have to break out of this somehow, some way. Okay, now I'm gonna be ass out on pavement, but I'm not gonna be ass out, but I'm definitely not gonna get an ass whooped. All right, so I go into the office. He's by the door. I mean, he's sitting at the desk. He's not talking to nobody. He's got a serious moment to his face. I'm thinking to myself, okay, prepare for the worst. Okay, prepare for the worst and expect anything. Okay, so I sit down. I got my head in my hand because I knew he was gonna tell me some bullshit. I just knew I was prepping myself for the bullshit. All right. So he looks at me and he goes, and he you know catch me up on shop talk. Like, I came way down here for that. All right. You know, telling me about the scenes and tell me about the other scenes and said that it was a good production and everything went as well as planned. And, you know, they may use these scenes in a film or something like that. You know, I see his mouth moving, but I can't make out anything what he's saying. It's like we are on two different frequencies, okay? It was like watching television with the volume turned down, okay? He's saying a lot of shit, but I'm in and out of the shit, okay? So I said, that's great. I mean, that's great and all that, you know, this, that, and third about the projects and things of that nature, but I was promised I was going to be paid, and I have not gotten paid yet. And he said, word? And I said, dude, you know I didn't get paid because I tried to call you. I left messages, okay? You're not responding to none of my messages. You're not responding to any of my calls. So, you know I didn't get paid. Okay, let's just quit, you know, fucking around, all right? I wanted to say that, but I was saying it in my head. I just didn't want to say it at that particular time because of my security risk, okay? Because, you know, Big Muskie was still behind me, all right? So we start talking about payment. And then at first he tried to lowball me. Oh yeah, you were supposed to do that scene for $200. I said, no, you said $500. Oh yeah, I did mention $500, but I also told you that if some of the scenes don't work, we may give you $300. I said, you said $500. And then I looked at him, I said, look here, dude, okay? I did my end of the deal, okay? I was promised I was going to fuck a white Caucasian girl with a slim body with a fat ass only to get there. And now I'm having sex with the soccer mom with three kids. All right. With the double chins. And she packed on 40 pounds of weight. Okay. No disrespect to my BBWs out there. I love BBWs. I love juicy BBWs. I love booty meat. I love belly meat. I love all that shit. Okay. But my thing of it was, don't show me something that's entirely different to what I'm ending up with. The audio did not match the visuals. All right. So he said, yeah, my bad. We need to update those headshots. I'm like, yeah, She needs to update a lot of stuff, okay? Particularly on her bio, all right? So he said, 500. I said, yeah, 500, all right? Yo, I think he's going to pull out a check. He just took out his wallet. And this man had money on top of money. I mean, this man was loaded, all right? $500 to him is a drop in the bucket. It ain't shit to him, all right? So he pulls out five $100 bills from a pile of nothing I see is endless $100 bills in this wallet. Nothing but $100 bills. It'll be disrespectful if you thought he had a dollar bill in there. It will be even more disrespectful if you thought he had a $20 bill, a 20 spot in there. Nothing but $100 bills. No change. All right. He pulls out $500, handed to me. He said, now that's tax free. You don't have to worry about Uncle Sam taking a portion of that. And I'm happy now. I'm in my happy place. I'm like, okay, cool. So that was the time I got introduced in the porn industry, all right? As far as this project goes, he told me several names. I go look up these names. I don't see my scene in none of them. I don't even see me being credited in none of them. And I wouldn't expect for me to be credited in any of them because they star some big, heavy names, all right? And most times are not, I think I'm in a film, but it's low budget and it's like an underground type of deal where it's not going to be at no sex stores or anything like that. Adult entertainment stores. That's what I should say. But he said I was in a scene. I have never seen the scene before in my life. I Googled it. Can't find it. I looked for it when, back in the day, still can't find it, but yeah, that's my quick introduction in how I got in the porn industry, okay? If you guys love stories like that, feel free to hit the comment section on the back of the survey. Tell me what you think. Do you want to hear more to this story? Do you want to hear that I stayed in the porn industry? Do you want to hear more porn industry stories that happened to me? My story times about the porn industry? Do you want to talk about my top five porn stars? Guys, you're going to have to hit me up. If you're on Spotify, if you're listening to this on Spotify, you have to do the survey. No ifs, ands, and buts about. All right. You can also hit me up on my Twitter, DM me, tell me what you think about this. And yeah, I will do more like this if there's an audience for it. But these stories are true, 100% authentic, and it coming from your boy, organically raised and grown. All right. So it's your boy, the host with the most. I do not break a boast, and I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. I'm up out of here. I will see you guys next Wednesday, next hump day. I'm up out of here. Deuces, guys. Deuces.